Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Dirt and Sprague on Football Friday on 1080 The Fan.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Tap by Coors Light. Duck fans, as you power up for game day, grab some frost-brewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Please drink responsibly.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back in the second hour here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Our last show together.
This is it. I'll see you next year, ma'am.
Unless one of us doesn't make it, and then it's been a great ride.
We had fun while it lasted.
You need me a favor?
Yeah, what do you want?
Sprinkle my ashes in Reser Stadium, please.
Reser, you want to be on Reser?
Yeah, put me in the logo.
Right in the logo, right at midfield.
Yep.
All the fields, you would choose Reser, huh?
Probably not.
No.
Of all the fields in the world?
You know, what about the old ruins of Candlestick Park?
You know, I've been to Candlestick a couple times. I liked it. I see why people hate it so much, though. Probably not Candlestick.
Well, it's not there anymore.
Well, I know, but probably not even on the ground.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to be in the area.
No, I'd be good with that.
I'll take you to Bend. I'll take you to the beach, somewhere like that.
Ooh.
I think going in the ocean would be a good one for you. Going somewhere in Bend would be a good one.
Probably. I think if I had to choose between those two, I go Bend, because we took my uncle to the ocean.
Uh-huh.
And first of all, this is going to sound really stupid, but I'm sorry. This is what this show offers. I underestimated how heavy the ashes are from a human. Like, that was a trip. It took us a while to dump those.
Right. There's a lot of ashes.
You're
there.
Not just like wanting to tip the box all the way over.
No,
right?
You just don't want to dump it and then you have a pile. You need to spread it out so it's not noticeable.
Yeah, that wasn't like a 2-second deal there. Right. That was a process. It was like we stood there in silence. We kind of said a good thing and then it just kept dragging on. It was like Peter Griffin in Family Guy when he scrapes his knee. And he does it for like 5 minutes. Like, wow, they really stretched that thing out.
Yeah, somebody says, sprinkle me at Amen Corner.
Ooh.
See, that's bold. You got to find a way to get into Augusta, though. You got to have contacts to get in there.
Mike said the other day, I heard this on the air, he sprinkled his grandmother or aunt in the Coliseum. And how did they get him in? Security that lax? I've never been to the Coliseum. So.
When I was super young, so I don't remember a lot of this. Like, can you bring in a backpack? And
aren't they also so busy all the time? Like, how do you just do it in front of people and not care? Do you nonchalantly do it? I don't know.
I think probably at that point you just don't care. You just dump it out.
Yeah, that was
that's a pretty kick-ass place, though.
I think I would say the Rose Bowl.
Rose Bowl, that's not bad.
That is, I mean, as a college football guy, the Rose Bowl is college football heaven to me.
You go with the Rose Bowl of all places in the world?
I would go with the Rose Bowl, I think, yeah.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm kind of just laughing at, like, you had all the places in the world. You went the Rose Bowl.
Have you ever been to the Rose Bowl?
Dude,
I haven't, no.
The Rose Bowl is a magical place.
I've been to two of them, and it feels like you're in heaven for a second.
It is heaven.
You're talking
on
about
earth.
The actual Rose Bowl, though, right? Not just like the stadium, Pasadena. You're talking about the game itself, right?
Yeah. Well, that's where they play the game.
Well, I know, but I'm trying to make sure it's not like drop Preston's ashes off in the middle of March at the Rose Bowl.
Don't drop me off when UCLA's got 36,000 people in the
packed house.
Okay. Drop me off at a packed house. The stadium's evenly split. The sun's setting. It's 70 degrees on New Year's Day. It is perfect. It's perfect, man.
Okay. I'll make sure to dye your ashes green and yellow. Does make you a little happier, too?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
People are reminding us to, you want to make sure to not pull a Big Lebowski and dump it into the wind.
Oh,
you got to make sure you're downwind when you're pouring the ashes
this
out.
Is very true.
Nobody needs that. You learn that lesson the hard way, unfortunately.
Well, you know, the other thing that I was thinking about now that we're going to world venues for where you could spread your ashes, like, what is the Coliseum truly the best landmark you would go to in the world?
What about like a pyramid?
Did you see, by the way,
the guy that had sex on the pyramid?
The sex pyramid couple? Did you guys see that story?
I was going to not bring it up, but I knew you were going to kind of dive into that.
There was a couple of people humping on top of the pyramid, and they got in super trouble. People have they found them yet?
Can't you be put to death for stuff like that?
I mean, I'd imagine probably. I don't know if they found them, though. I think they're like random identities. They can't figure out who it was. But there's pictures out there, so people know that they did it.
I don't know if the pyramids make my list. Not to say they're not awesome to see. I'm sure we have listeners out there that are well-traveled and they can tell me I'm an idiot.
Right.
But of things that I've read about, seen, even been to, I don't know if the pyramids make my list.
Somebody said, I enjoyed this. Somebody said Mount Everest. Good luck, family. You're going to go Mount Everest, make your whole family climb up that bad boy.
Everest would be pretty badass. If you could get somebody that would be willing to go up there and do it.
Somebody said apparently there's an epidemic of people dumping ashes at Disneyland.
Yes.
It's a big deal down there. Yeah. Is that really? You want to have your ashes dumped at Disneyland?
It's, you know, what are they?
All those tourists walking through
there? The happiest place on earth, right?
Is it really?
I don't know. Have you been there a long time?
No, long lines. Sugary food. I don't know.
I think it's different when you take if you take your kid.
Okay.
Like when I took my daughter when she turned 4.
Yeah, I don't have those feelings about Disneyland because I don't have any children.
Right.
It sounds like hell to me. That's like of all the vacations I could go to.
I think there's different versions of hell for you.
Disneyland, I can't even begin to tell you how far down on the list of places. Like if you just gave me like, here's 50 locations you could take a vacation to, Dirt, and Disneyland was on there.
Yes.
I'm going to take a good guess that Disneyland would probably show up number 50 on that list.
You're getting married in 2 years.
Yes.
The fiance goes, you know what? I actually just want to go to LA, do the Disneyland thing.
No, not doing it.
What if she's adamant?
I don't care. Not doing it. Why?
Hang out in Anaheim and watch a baseball game.
Yeah,
she's
willing to do that. Let me do the Disneyland thing for 3 days, and then we'll go to an Angels
game. Long lines, crowds of people. I don't like rides in the first place. Like, no, there is nothing that random people walking around in Mickey Mouse costumes. Like, dude, there is nothing about
Did you get your Mickey ears?
Right? There's nothing that sounds intriguing about that.
You know, you
could
put your name on the hat.
I have a cousin who is obsessed with Disneyland.
Oh, I have an aunt like that.
Do you have, like, she goes, she does everything at Disneyland. Like, all of her vacations with her husband are at Disneyland.
Yeah, that's the line right there.
Yeah. Is that me? Am I whining about Disneyland?
I don't know. I'm saying there'd be a lot of babies.
Yeah, I think he's just telling you.
Okay, I'm kind of agreeing with you.
Yeah, kids everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, kids all over the place.
Yeah,
ankle
I love
biters.
My aunt, but my aunt's been to Disneyland, and I'm not kidding. I think she's been there 9 to 10 times.
Dude, it's weird with people. It's weird.
I also have somebody else I was friends with in college that I follow on social media. She lives in the LA area, and she goes like 4 to 5 times every year. And it's like, I'm going to Disneyland. It's like, I know. I've seen you go 4 other times this year.
What are you going to do new this time? Have fun. It's a weird obsession, man. I'm calling people out that are like that about Disneyland.
I've
wanted to have an intervention with my cousin for years about this.
Do I know the cousin?
No, I don't think you met her.
Why don't you talk to her about it?
She lives in Georgia, so I don't see her that often, but...
Oh, she's a super... Is it Disney World or land for her?
She does Disney World now.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, down there. But, like, they're expecting a kid, and they went down for, like, kid reveal photos. So they took pictures of like a Mickey Mouse onesie with Mickey Mouse. Like that's how they revealed they were having a kid. Dude, I'm telling you, I hope nobody in my family is listening right now.
Does anybody else in your family feel the same way as you? Or are they just like, whatever, she's into it?
I think it's like an unsaid thing. Like everybody kind of looks at each other through the, like, this is kind of weird.
I'm glad you brought this topic up. Somehow, some way you brought this up because...
Disneyland sucks, man. I'm calling it right now.
I don't think it sucks. I think that's a bit extreme.
If you don't have the enjoyment factor for your kids, I get
that's
that.
That's where I would say it doesn't suck is to watch them be happy.
Sure, but for you, like if there was somewhere else that you could go and see your kids be happy, you would choose to go somewhere else.
If the wife and I had never had kids, we wouldn't go to Disneyland.
You'd never go.
We wouldn't go to Disneyland.
There's nothing intriguing about it.
We'd go to Knott's Berry Farm.
Everything's expensive. There's lines. There's kids all over the place. It's probably hot and sticky, long lines.
Well, and if you've ever been, the last time I was there, so you know you stay to the very end because they give the cool fireworks show every night.
Yeah.
There's a part at the fireworks show, and I don't know if they do this, but this was just a couple years ago. Tinkerbell is like on a wire, and it's like a real person, and she strings along in the dark, and like, you know, they make lights on her wand so you can see her, and they're like, oh, it's Tinkerbell. And if you look around during the firework display, if you have a kid, I want you to look for this.
there are adults with no children that are sitting there and they're like, oh, it's Tinkerbell. And you're kind of thinking, you have no children right
what
now.
What are you doing what, here?
Why are
go
you so
Go to Hawaii.
Into this?
Go to Mexico. Like,
go to Disneyland in Hawaii.
Sure. What are you doing, man?
Don't do that. But still, yeah, do something else. I don't know what's going on with that. I'm glad you brought this topic.
It's a little strange, man.
It seems like we're completely lockstep on this.
We're in lockstep on this one. So no, I would not want my ash to come full circle. Please don't spread my ashes at Disneyland.
Don't do Disneyland.
No, I'd rather you do like Eastmoreland Golf Course or something, man. Just don't do Disneyland, all right?
Well, at least there's some significance at Eastmoreland for you. Whereas Disneyland, it's like, what?
Yeah, no.
Okay, we'll go to the NFL next. What do you think of the playoff matchups, the playoff picture? It's a really unpredictable season. We'll do that next. And we got some giveaways. Both those things coming up next on 1080 The Fan.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Tap by Coors Light.
On 1080 The Fan.
You know, one final thing that I'll say about Disneyland, and then we'll move the hell on, I promise.
Hey, this is my last day for a vacation. I'm cool talking Disneyland for the next hour and a half.
The one thing I really want to go to Disneyland for...
Nerd alert.
Well, no, I wasn't going to go with the Star Wars thing.
Oh,
but
okay.
That is a real... The Star Wars ride is really kick-ass.
Okay, they have like a Star Wars land down there now?
They're building that, yeah.
Okay.
No, I'll never be able to do it unless I become super famous, which that's never going to happen.
Uh-huh.
There is a basketball court... In what is the ride called? One of the roller coasters, the mountain. What am
Space
I?
Space Mountain?
No, not Space Mountain.
Splash Mountain?
No.
Rocky Mountain Oyster?
Damn it!
I don't know.
Oh, you the Matterhorn?
The Matterhorn.
Yeah.
There's a half-court basketball hoop in the Matterhorn in a secret compartment. Magic Johnson used to play there occasionally.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a fun fact.
So that is what I would want to go back. If I had to go back and I could do one thing.
You would want to go play basketball there?
I'd go play basketball there to say, yeah, I got to play in the secret Matterhorn thing.
That's kind of cool.
That's the only thing.
Yeah. I'm weirded out by the people in costumes too. I just know when it's a dude. It's like that's John. He's got a drinking problem. Puts on a Mickey costume and talks to kids all day.
They do costumes for the kids, you moron.
I know they do, but it's just weird to me. You know, well, could you ever do that job? Like, if you were that down on luck in life?
Well, what if they're paying you, like, 24 an hour?
Would you do it? Would you walk around in a Mickey costume all day?
Yes.
Waddle your tail?
If you had no other options and you could make $24 an hour to be a cartoon character, yes.
Take pictures with kids?
Now, that's not giving me much in L.A. I'm probably going to share a one-bedroom apartment with somebody. No. But if you're down on your luck, yeah, I'd do that.
The amount of drugs you would take before going to work, too, just to get through the day.
I'd get super blazed if I had to be Mickey. I really would. All right, we got a couple giveaways today.
Oh, hey-o.
These are a family four-pack of tickets to Session 6. That's coming up on the Les Schwab Invitational. That starts on December 28th. Tickets available at lesschwabinvitational.com. A family four-pack to Session 6 at 503-250-1080. It's the first caller, 503-250-1080. The first caller, you will get a family four-pack of tickets to Session 6 of the Les Schwab Invitational. Okay, what are we making of the NFL this year? I know the Saints are seemingly the number one pick for everybody of the best team, but do you really believe that? And who are the two best teams in the NFL?
It's really hard to identify, I think, because of the way the last month has gone. You've seen every team that was perceived to be one of those teams get beat, from New Orleans and the way they got embarrassed in Dallas, and that defense completely shut them down and made Drew Brees look awful. The Rams, who were a team, had quality wins, dominating everybody. Nobody can stop them. They go to Chicago and Jared Goff throws four picks and they struggle to score points the entire game. And then Kansas City lets a 2-touchdown lead slip through their fingers at home last night. You can also look at the Chiefs and say, I mean, arguably their three biggest games this year they've lost. The game at New Orleans, they couldn't get a stop when they needed it. The Rams game, obviously, they scored a ton of points, but couldn't get stops when they needed them. And then last night again on national TV, a chance to lock up the division. They couldn't close it out, give up the 2-touchdown lead, and they lose. So
they don't have a defense.
They don't. I think that's the interesting part about every team is there are serious flaws. I would still side right now. I mean, if you're asking me who the best team in the league is, I'm still going to go with New Orleans. I think the sample size, the quality wins that they have.
Despite the last 2 weeks.
Despite the last 2 weeks, because I think every team at some point is going to take their lumps. I mean, going to Dallas is a dominant defensive football team. And if they rematch in the playoffs, that game is going to be in New Orleans. So you're going to have that benefit, potentially a home field advantage. I trust them a little bit more, too, because they have the head-to-head win over the Rams. So I think it's a 1-2 race right now for me because of what they can do on both sides of the ball. But I would give the edge to the Saints. That's the beauty of the league, though, is that we all think the Saints are the best team, but we've seen them lose a couple of times.
You think if the Saints played Dallas in New Orleans on that game, they would have lost? You think Dallas
probably not.
Okay. You think it would have been a different game?
I mean, it was a close game. They had a chance to win it towards the end, right? I mean, what was the final score of that game? 13-10?
It was something weird, yeah.
I know I'll look it up. I know Dallas didn't score in the second half.
I think 13-10, you might have been right on that, yeah.
It was 13-10, yeah.
Okay, 13-10, yeah. So, okay, defensively, Dallas, what they were able to do, that's where I think you leave the window open, right? I know the game's going to be in New Orleans, assuming the Saints don't lose to Carolina on Monday and take care of business in their last two games, I should say. But if it's in New Orleans versus them having to go on the road, I don't know. I just think defense in the playoffs, because we've seen it so many times.
Defense wins championships.
But the Saints' defense isn't horrid.
No, it's not.
They've had some bad moments, no doubt. Week one, looking at you with Tampa.
Yeah, that's the outlier, though. You throw
but
that
after
out.
The first couple right. weeks, they settle down, and yeah, I don't know. I think that keeps them in it. The thing with a team like the Chiefs is I don't trust them defensively, and that leads me to want to not trust you in the playoffs, just because I think if another team with a little more experience at quarterback, which that's not going to be hard to find, you put them on the road or even against a tough defense, okay, that defense gets a stop. Now, is your defense going to get a stop? Right. Probably not.
Well, and I think, you know, and Isaac was talking about this yesterday, and I think it's a fun way to look at the playoff chase is the difference in quarterbacks as well of a proven group and an unproven group. I mean, for even as good as Jared Goff has been, the last 2 years, especially in the regular season, and I know he had a bad week this week, but he's having a phenomenal season. You remember back to the playoff game last year where they couldn't get it done at home against Atlanta, and they had that great season, won the division, hosted the first or the divisional round, couldn't get it done, or the wild card round. They couldn't win that game. So I think there's some pressure there, and same thing goes for guys like Mahomes. I mean, they haven't played in moments like this. Deshaun Watson hasn't played in a moment like this. And
it's 3-4. I mean, really, because you have Mahomes, Watson, and right now, because they're still in it, Lamar Jackson.
Right.
And then you flip it and you get Phillip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, Tom Brady.
Drew Brees
in the right. NFC. Trubisky is in there. Dak is in there.
Yeah, there's combinations of guys who have proven it and done it and guys who haven't. So I think there's fun storylines in that regard as well.
I have no problems if I end up being wrong. I think the team I'm kind of looking at, if there's going to be upset city happening, man, I can't help but just think because of what we just mentioned there with the quarterbacks, could Seattle really do some damage? Could Seattle find a way? They're getting a pass rush now. Frank Clark's having a great year. Doug Baldwin's not playing. If he comes back, he adds another element for them. They can run the ball. They protect Russell. Russell is always dangerous. I mean, he had a crap game last weekend, and he still has like one or two plays you're like, oh, he made those plays, and right. that ends up being a difference maker for
right.
him.
Even if it's with his legs.
I'm not even trying to honk it up for Seattle because I'm not a fan of the Seahawks, but I count them as one of those dangerous teams in the NFC because I know we all love the Saints. I still think it's fair to maybe wonder about the Rams. Their defense can be shaky, and as we mentioned last year, they didn't look good. I don't trust the Bears' offense with Trubisky, and I think Dak is a liability. Just saying, I think this could be a year where a Seahawks could maybe sneak in there and find yeah. themselves pretty damn close to an NFC title game.
That's usually a good recipe this time of year. Teams that can consistently run the football and play defense tend to have success in the postseason. Either that or it takes what, you know, amazing quarterback play right. to overcome certain things. And we've seen both examples of that in Seattle with the way they can run the ball defensively. I think that's been the biggest story for them this year is just how far they've come losing all the bodies. Earl Thomas going down for a season ending injury, really a whole new look defense. And you got guys like Frank Clark, who's having a monstrous year. Your two young corners have really blossomed and developed and played phenomenal football this year. The way they're playing on that side of the ball, I think, is always going to keep you in games. And I feel that same way about Chicago. I feel the same way about Dallas. I feel the same way about Baltimore if they should make it. When you have a defense that is as dominant as those defenses, it's going to keep you in every game. You don't need Russell Wilson or Lamar Jackson or Dak Prescott or Trubisky
right.
to go out there and score 60 points. You just need them to manage the game. Don't turn it over. Be smart. Mm-hmm. Take advantage of opportunities because the defenses will keep them in it.
We'll talk about good matchups, and then we'll break on this. Next weekend, if Seattle wins and Kansas City's coming off that loss, Kansas City wants to win that division, I believe. Do they travel to Seattle? It's in Seattle, yes. So Kansas City, Seattle next week.
Yeah.
That would change.
I'm not to the point of picking Seattle to win a playoff game yet because
I'm not
it has
telling
to be,
you they're going to. But right. back if they go out and they can beat Kansas City,
that's
and,
what I was going to say. Is that would change my mind a little bit if they can beat Kansas City at home and shut down Patrick Mahomes. It would. But right now you're looking at a road game at Dallas or at Chicago, and those are dominant defenses, and I think it's going to be tough for you to score some points against them.
Yeah, I'd pick. I think Chicago would scare me more because of the outside conditions. Sure. Whereas I think in Dallas, again, as I've mentioned with Dak, I'm not a big believer in Dak Prescott, so I think it opens them up a little bit come playoff time. But we'll see. It's been a fun NFL season full of unpredictability, and I think the playoffs are going to provide just that. All right, we have a lot to get to here in the last half hour. Pac-12 Pick'ems at the top of the final hour. Sprague and Line as well with KT. But coming up next, Todd McShay's 1.0 draft. Do these kind of things dictate where Justin Herbert is going to go? Stay in Oregon or come out? We'll talk about that next.
Now let me holler at you. This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Tap by Coors Light.
On 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back in 135. Hope your Fridays are going well. Coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to get to an angry grandma.
Greta.
Is your grandma angry?
My grandma's dead.
Yeah, so are mine. They ever yell, though? Are they sports fans? We'll get into that coming up 10 minutes. Pac-12 picks, top of the hour. Spreading the line in 1 hour. You went 3-0 last week.
I did,
nice little week, man.
Had a good weekend.
I don't know if I'm buying it because I wasn't here. I think we're fudging the numbers, making up your picks. Not buying it.
Just tweeted it out during the show. No big deal last week. Don't mind me.
Kevin Todd went 2-1, so we'll make those picks coming up in an hour. Blazers play the Raptors tonight. We'll get back into that as well. It's amazing how fast the year goes by because you know what season we're officially in.
Pitchers and catchers reporting.
No, that is right around the corner, though. We are officially in mock draft season.
We are, yes.
It has arrived, ladies and gentlemen.
1.0.
And then 2.0.
Well,
and
I think
then
it's 3. 1.0, 1.5, 2.0.
Oh, is that how they do it now?
I think he does all kinds of different versions of it, yeah.
Well, Todd McShay has released his first mock draft. I love me some Todd McShay. He needs a bigger platform on ESPN.
We talked about this because I enjoy Joel Klatt on Dusty and Cam.
Yes.
And I know primetime is that Dilfer in the past. Like, I enjoy real hardcore football guys coming on. I would like to reach out and see if McShay would be willing to join our show next year.
That would be awesome. He needs to be a color analyst.
Yes, he does. I think it's sad that he's only a sideline guy. I think he'd be great in the booth. I like reading all his stuff and listening to him.
Yeah, he does a great job. So he comes out with his first mock draft, and obviously there's a local angle here with Justin Herbert. So I'll just rattle through it. Just his top 10. So this is obviously based on the draft order right now. That's going to change trades. I mean, this is so far out, but he's just taking a shot in the dark at this thing. He's got Nick Bosa going number one overall to Arizona. Not a huge surprise there with how dominant his brother is, how dominant he is. He sat out the year after the injury to get ready for the NFL. He's ready to go. So he's got Nick Bosa going number one. Rashawn Gary, the defensive end out of Michigan, going number two to the 49ers. So they get another pass rusher.
Not sure if I agree with some of these projections.
Oh, you don't know if you like him number two?
Not him being worthy of number two. I think some of these teams, we're not giving enough credit to the fact that they might be willing to draft a quarterback because they're unsure of things.
That is true. Arizona and San Francisco are interesting. Yeah, I don't think you give up on Rosen after 1 year and the Niners with the Garoppolo deal. Like, that's an interesting scenario. How do you play this next year,
they're going to look at their sideline and go, oh, I'm glad we drafted a quarterback because this guy can't stay healthy.
We got Nick Mullins over there. He's got Quinnen Williams going number three to the Raiders. D-tackle out of Alabama. And that, again, another team. Could they be looking at a quarterback? But he's got him going D-tackle. Clelin Ferrell, defensive end out of Clemson. Going number four to the Jets. Dexter Lawrence, D-tackle out of Clemson, going number five to the Falcons. Jonah Williams, offensive lineman from Alabama, going number six to the Bills. Then you get to Jacksonville at number seven. And Justin Herbert coming off the board in his mind.
We know they need a quarterback.
Yeah, they got some issues to say the least. His description reads, as the first team on the board with the big hole of quarterback, remember, no trades in this mock. It's no surprise Herbert is the pick here. He has great size, arm strength, but he'll have to iron out some consistency issues. That is, if he declares for the draft.
So he's still the first quarterback in McShay's
eyes. He still has him as the first quarterback. So you got to scroll down. He's got Dwayne Haskins going number 10.
What team is that?
To the Giants.
Giants, yeah.
So he's got two quarterbacks in the top 10, but still proclaiming Justin Herbert as the number one guy off the board at number seven.
Well, and I think number seven, you know, ultimately Justin Herbert's going to make whatever decision he wants, not necessarily based on any mock drafts. It's going to be, hey, can I go in there, wow, guys, and convince a team to draft me even before number seven? And let's not overlook the fact that a team might be able to trade into the top five.
Sure, we saw Chicago do it with Trubisky.
We saw, I believe, the Eagles did it with Wentz. The Rams did it for Goff. Yeah. And we saw Mahomes do it with the Chiefs. The Chiefs moved up four or five spots for Mahomes.
Yeah, what was he, number nine, number 10? Where was he drafted?
Somewhere around there. And I think the Chiefs were like 15 or 16. So if a team is desperate enough, they could trade in. I've said before, you know, his decision is his decision. If I'm evaluating this as somebody just looking on the outside, you've got to go, right? Like, throwing to your brother is a cool story, but then when does that cool story suddenly not be as cool versus you get to go in the NFL draft? You could be a top five pick.
Hey, speak for yourself, man. I think it'd be cool if he came back next year.
Oh, yeah? I wonder why
I think
you feel
that
way.
I think that's the prudent decision to make, to finish your education, okay?
Well, look, I don't know if we're going to talk to Crystal Ball. Right now, it's not feeling like we're going to talk to Crystal Ball before the bowl game. My question to him, I would ask this is, will he give an honest assessment of what he thinks Justin should do? You know, he could go out and play a good bowl game and they win that.
Yeah.
Are they going to sit with him and say, Justin, you could be a top five pick, man. You got to go. Because you won't get a lot of coaches in college football that may be honest, or maybe they won't even have that conversation. They just allow that kid and his family to make it. I don't know where Crystal Ball would sit on that.
Yeah, but I don't think you push him in either direction. I think you're there for advice. I think you're there if he comes to you and says, you know, do you think my game's ready? Do you think I should go? Then maybe you give him that. I don't think you push him in either direction.
No. I'm not saying push, yeah. But if he wants to get your opinion, I think you'd try to be as honest as possible about it. And I'm going to be fascinated because he's given this Mariota kind of, I don't know, narrative about what he and who he is. And he hasn't translated to all of those things on the field.
No.
But it's been about the personality type, the quiet, the family thing. Those are important to him. And Mariota, we watched that where he came back. I want to see if Herbert is very similar to that because number seven, again, I just don't buy some of the projections of these teams. I think some of these teams will be looking at quarterback if they can find out that he is in the draft.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting one, no doubt about it. And I understand the angles on both sides. If I were him, I'd be gone in a heartbeat.
You would be?
I'd be gone in a heartbeat, man. I'm not passing up that money.
If he asked you what's your opinion, what would you tell him?
I'd tell him, come back, man. No, I mean, I'd tell him the smart thing to do is to go to the NFL. Are you kidding me? And nothing's a guarantee. And right now, you have a guarantee to be a top 10 pick.
Because he also wasn't amazing this year.
No, and I think that also feeds into the conversation of does he need another year in college? I personally think he does. I don't think he's ready to go be an NFL quarterback right now. He's too inconsistent. He's inaccurate at times. I think he needs to learn how to read defenses a little bit better. I mean, yeah. I think there's a lot of development that he needs to show. But it's a thing of, it reminds me kind of what you see right now in the NBA, where you got a lot of these young kids playing 1 year of college ball and going, they need more seasoning. But when there's money, like look at Troy Brown from Oregon, for example, dude's not ready to play in the NBA.
No.
Right? Zach Collins. He wasn't ready to play necessarily in the NBA last year. He needed another year of seasoning, but when that money's sitting there, it's hard to pass it up. So it's a risk. It's a risk reward because I think he could be maybe a guaranteed. If he comes back next year and has a dominant year and plays kind of up to some level of expectation, you could be a lock to be the number one pick in the NFL draft potentially, or a lock to be a top two pick. Right now, it's kind of borderline. Maybe somebody trades up. Maybe there's a team in the back end of the top 10 that wants to take you. So I think he could improve his stock slightly, but it depends on what's important to the kid. That's always tough with these decisions is you don't know what's going on in their head. You don't know what he values, and maybe him playing with his brother is more important than making $10 million.
Sure.
It sounds crazy to say it to the normal folk, but maybe that's just, you know, everybody has a different ticker and different things that make them go.
Hey, if your family's not hurting for money, you don't feel the financial pressure that a lot of these other players feel.
So we're starting to see him show up on mock drafts. Justin Herbert, number seven to Jacksonville on Todd McShay. 1.0 is first mock draft, and I'll be curious to see when that news comes out. Either way, they play obviously on New Year's Eve. He's playing in that bowl game. So I'll be curious how long it takes to find out an answer. Either way.
How would you feel about that fit, by the way? Jacksonville.
Oh, I think that's a great fit.
You do?
I do. You got a great defense? I mean, a little bit, but you got a dominant defense and Leonard Fournette to hand the ball off to? that's not a bad place to start.
Could be worse places to go.
Could be worse places to go. So we'll see. It'll be a big couple of months for Herbert and in Oregon, dude, because this affects the program with the decision that he makes in the coming months. Let's get to an angry grandma. Any grandmas out there angry about sports teams and owners? I wish we had a Blazer fan like this out there, but there's one in Phoenix. She's angry with her team. Hear from her. Crunch time next on The Fan.
The pressure's on.
We have an opportunity to reestablish ourselves, get a big win. Not all is lost.
Who's feeling the heat?
Now we got to go home and make sure that, you know, we take care of business there. Shame on us if we don't.
It's crunch time. A look at the hottest topic in sports. Brought to you by Crunch Fitness. As low as $9.95 per month. No hassle. No pressure, no gimmicks, and no judgments.
Hey, Crunch Time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, as low as $9.95 per month. No hassle, no pressure, no gimmicks, and no judgments. Anybody make it this morning?
I did not.
Okay.
I went on a community run.
Preston?
No days off.
I did not make it.
Okay, I didn't make
Unfortunately.
It.
Unfortunately.
Are you a gym guy?
Nobody worked out.
Yeah. I go to 24.
Oh.
Oh, get out there. You go. Well, gotta work out, man.
For dropping the wrong company
name
in this
segment. Preston.
Apparently, I got to. Apparently,
it's only $9.95 a month.
Apparently, I need to go to Crunch Time.
It's $9.95 a month. There's no pressure, no hassle, no gimmicks, and most importantly,
no judgments.
No judgments.
Nobody judges me.
It's a judge-free zone, man.
I can be half naked in that place. Nobody's judging me.
Wait, what? Put some clothes on, dude.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, dude, I lost my shorts.
Yeah, come on. What? Hey, Pac-12 picks coming up top of the hour. I also have a Portland Diamond Project story I want to get to as well. So we'll do that coming up in the final hour. Blazers in action, and they're catching a couple of breaks. All of that is still to come. There is a story we talked about yesterday. We actually went to it on the Daily Ticker about the situation around the Suns and their potential to threaten to move out. Now, the owner came out and said, not so fast. I'm not threatening to actually move. And they tried to throw cold water on this thing.
Fake. He did a video, yeah.
He did a fake news. This is fake news. We're not going anywhere. But there's one grandma. She showed up. Now, was this a city council meeting?
Yes.
Okay, city council meeting. Her name is Greta?
Greta Rogers.
Greta Rogers. And she showed up to a city council meeting. And I'll tell you what, man, she let him have it.
Mr. Sarver has done nothing to improve this team. In the 14 years he's owned it, he's never funded or bought, paid for two or three key players, which make any sports team, professional sports team, successful or on the road to success. He's so tight, he squeaks when he walks. And you have been negotiating with this kind of person? Shame on each and all of you. And upon you, Ed, I thought your principles were higher and better than this. We are not in the business of paying taxes to support private enterprise, and especially not an entertainment enterprise. They can support themselves or fail on their own lack of diligence.
Could this be my grandma? I want her to be my grandma.
Can we get angry grandma Neil O'Shea?
Do we have an angry Blazer grandma?
I wish we did. Can we get somebody to show up or like call in just with that voice? Neil, you have done nothing to improve this team. They're stuck in the middle of nowhere again.
He's so tight, he squeaks when he walks.
That's a solid line. And then the council person, she dropped a, I'm not mad, I'm disappointed.
Yes.
Like that is the epitome of a grandma line right there.
Yep.
You should know better.
Shame on each and all of you. Oh. And upon you, Ed, I thought your principles were higher and better than this.
Damn it, Ed. I voted for you.
Ooh, Ed.
And you put a knife in my back, Ed.
You're facing some grandma wrath right there,
she
man.
She called him out into the microphone. Just screamed, Ed, boom,
Ed,
you.
I'm looking right at you, Ed, you bastard.
She's 1,000% right, and I wish more people had the stones in their cities to come to the podium and talk like this. It's so stupid to me that you allow these crap organizations to try to run all over your city and milk you for every dollar you have because they're so incompetent. They don't want to spend the money because they're too cheap and they don't know how to make a winning organization. A right. Freaking man.
Right.
Greta Rogers for president.
I'd vote for Greta. Ah, come on. I'd vote for Greta.
Shame on each and all of you. And upon you, Ed, I thought your principles were higher and better.
Can you imagine her at like a United Nations meeting as president of the United States talking to like a foreign leader?
Yes. He's so tight, he squeaks when he walks.
Saudi Arabia, we've had enough of this. You can't kill people.
Oh.
I like Greta, man.
She's
I
love right. She's awesome.
Angry sports grandmas. That is very cool. I saw that today, and I couldn't pass it up. So, yeah, Sarver, he threw some cold water on it. I didn't watch the game, though. Did they actually do their protests like they said? Did anybody follow up on that?
No, I didn't watch that game.
I was too roped into Thursday Night Football. I forgot it was even going on. I think they ended up winning, though, didn't they?
I don't know if they were winning when I saw it. Yeah,
I think they won, and Warren had like 30 points.
They beat Dallas. Okay. I watched a lot of the Houston LA game along with the Thursday Night Football, and then as much as I love Doncic, the football game just got better, and I was like, I'm paying attention. Yeah.
Not on your radar right there.
Yeah.
But they threw cold water on it and said they're not moving out of Phoenix, so it's just something to keep an eye on. I don't know why that stuff leaks out and why, you know, they delayed the vote because the support isn't there. Like, eventually they're going to have to figure out that stadium situation.
Yeah. P1 Jesse says she has points, but she has no idea about politics. That doesn't seem to be a criteria anymore.
I don't think anybody has any idea about politics anymore.
I don't think politicians that have been politicians for life understand politics.
Did you see, by the way, I don't know, what we should not go on a political tangent right now. Did you see the Google CEO at the hearings?
I missed this about why Trump comes up with the idiot search.
It wasn't just that. Right? It was just old people asking technology questions.
Okay.
That was...
What was the answer, by the way, on the Trump thing? I missed that.
I missed the answer to that. They had a funny explanation for it, but there was one guy who was talking about like Google tracking him, mm-hmm. and it was like, if I go sit over there on the other side, is Google going to know where I'm going? And the guy like tried to answer the question, like, well, yes, if you've turned on certain tracking aspects on your phone, yes, like
right.
it tracks your location.
It's a GPS thing.
For
yeah.
GPS, yeah. like... But he kept like cutting him off every time they got, so you're saying you track, it's a yes or no question. And the guy was like, yes, but no, but watching a bunch of old people trying to understand technology was pretty comical.
I don't know. I think my downfall is that I'm going to be too trusting of technology.
Right.
But I also think the other side of that is hilarious. The people who are paranoid and terrified of everything that's ever been invented.
Right. Well, hey, Crunch Time brought to you by Crunch Fitness, as low as $9.95 per month. No hassle, no pressure, no gimmicks, and no judgments. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. I got a Portland Diamond Project update for you.
I feel like you're going to be a big tease.
This could be a big tease, but I think it's worthy of bringing up on the show. So we'll do that at 2:15.
Okay, get ready to text in at 55305. Is Dirt teasing us or not? Was it a tease or was it worthy?
I don't know why I'm picturing like Chris Farley and Tommy Boy right now.
What?
I don't know. Like the tease. I don't know. That was a weird.
Wait, what tease?
Fat guy in a little coat?
Fat guy in a little coat kind of thing. Yeah.
I thought you were talking about when he sees the chick in the pool. You know where the weight room is?
Right. Don't do the weight room routine, Tommy. Okay, the Blazers are
Richard.
In action. Richard.
Were you watching Spanktravision?
Blazers are in action against the Raptors tonight, and they're catching a couple of breaks. We'll get to that. And we got to spread the line. So get your fake sponsors in. 55305 is the Better You Today text line. Send them in. We'll try and win some money coming up at 2:30. All that is to come. We'll start with our Pac-12 picks and bowl games, though. What's the conference going to do starting with ASU tomorrow? Loaded final hour. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.